Glenn Losanto at Media 140 again, talking to
Ari Moyal
from
everydayactivist.org
and
Simon Collister from We Are Social.
And what's your general opinion of the event today?
I reckon it was a pretty good event. There was an opportunity maybe to speak about social enterprise and not just charity. There were some points that sort of carry through all social media, and there were some really interesting applications of it within the charity third sector.
Yeah, I'd kind of agree with that. I think it was a really broad day that covered an awful lot of topics, and I was really pleased to see, particularly from Steve Bridges' keynote, the idea of social media disrupting internal organisations, which, from an agency perspective, is a big challenge. So getting kind of organisations to understand social media, how it works, and implementing it is not the hard side of it. The hard side of it is to help them reorganise their internal structures to kind of deal with the challenges that and opportunities that social media brings.
One of the problems that some people say about these conferences is that they're full of a lot of rhetoric, a lot of theory, and there's not really a great deal of practical advice coming across. I think I would take issue with them on this particular day because several of the speakers really seem to know what they're doing, and they were delivering ideas.
I agree with that. I do agree, however, that there is a need for workshops and for people to just sit down and say, right, these are the tools. We can list off all the tools and talk in theory about what you can do, but the thing is you need to sit people down and show them what you can actually do. Show them how to set up profiles, show them how to use the tools, show them how to monitor the tools. And these are things that, and explain to them, yeah, the philosophy is important as well, but just on a one-on-one or in a smaller group, do an actual workshop would probably be helpful.
And I totally agree with that. I think it's about working out what the day is going to offer in terms of the actual event. But equally, I think, again, to kind of come back to the powers of social media, it's about kind of making sure that the event and the learnings and the information from it lives on. There's a legacy behind that. So, a speaker who talks about their kind of understanding or thoughts about how we can use social media better, but then I'm sure they have case studies. And if you have a website that has, say, slideshare examples of presentations or work that they've done, people can go away and for the next kind of couple of weeks kind of click through and understand what's been going on, look at some of the case studies that these people have been talking about.
Very interesting you should say that, because one of the things that I've been talking to Andy Gregson about, the founder of Media 140, is actually producing content and practical content, not just like this interview today, but actually, as you've suggested, training modules, workshops, and things like that. And I think perhaps that's the future of these type of conferences, that Twitter, if you like, itself is making everybody engage more rather than broadcast. Would you agree with that?
Yes. However, people who don't know how to use Twitter, there's still a learning curve. There's people like, I just met someone yesterday who said, I use Twitter, I just read it. And I said, wow, there's so much more you can do. And she's like, I don't know what an at reply is. I don't know what an RT is. I don't know what a hashtag is. She knew what it was, but she didn't know how to use them. And yeah, I mean, again, there's a skill sort of, there's a learning curve that needs to sort of, yes, Twitter's fantastic. We're engaging. I met tons of people. And there was a great back channel as well. And it wasn't just, the speakers. But there's still those people being left out in the cold who don't have the skills. And that's something you can take into consideration.
Yeah, and I think without kind of getting a little bit too kind of pretentious, the idea that Twitter and social media is kind of collapsing the idea of a traditional event, in that it lives online, but it also lives here. And we've helped kind of socialise events that have had a main event in London, with kind of regional events happening, and people and kind of, say, political Westminster figures speaking at the London event, which they clearly can't go out to the regional events, but then people being able to kind of watch in real time and then ask questions through Twitter. And I guess it's kind of, there's a need for us to reconfigure and rethink about what is an event. It's no longer just a kind of one day in a venue and a website with some follow-up content afterwards. It's kind of all of that, and it's probably lots more things as well.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it definitely makes it easier for people to connect. I mean, I know that through the Twitter back channel, first of all, there's things I wouldn't have noticed if people hadn't mentioned them or couldn't hear, like a certain jumper. However,
this is a reference to one of our guests' interestingly coloured jumpers.
Yes, which is, he says, Buse, not fuchsia.
It's Buse, it's not fuchsia.
Pink.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, and it's funny. I was sitting next to people and saying, "Wow, I've just tweeted to you," and there is that sort of connection where I think social media has helped prime that. Especially, I'm new to UK, but especially I find in UK where people tend to not speak to each other unless they have a reason to, and I think Twitter opens that up, and that's, it's typical to UK, but I'm just thinking it's not just a UK thing, obviously, it's just you give people reason to speak to each other, and the conversation flows. So yes, the online drives the offline, and the offline drives the online, but you know, they sort of work together. But I think it's very important for online to drive offline in all contexts.
So is this all a game changer then?
You could say it's a game changer, but then people have been saying that for about the past 6 years. I mean, the game is changing, and I think it's changing in ways that sometimes are perceptible and often in ways that are imperceptible. And I think I was reading last night a quote, I think it was from a guy called Yoki Benkler, who's a US academic that writes about social capital and social networks, and he kind of drew this analogy that at the moment, although it's still such a big change for us to be able to kind of grasp it, there's lots of things happening, and slowly we're starting to kind of like see things shake out, and a few things are sticking and becoming kind of more established and embedded in day-to-day practices, and some things are kind of like falling by the wayside, like friend feed was the big thing last year, and all of a sudden it's kind of been bought by Google and kind of gone by the wayside. So I think things are still working themselves out. I think we'll kind of look back in maybe 10 years time and say, oh, that was a game changer, but at the moment in time, who knows.
Yeah, that's, I can't agree more. There's nothing else for me to say on that.
Excellent, thanks very much. And I'm glad you enjoyed the event, and thanks for speaking and turning up and tweeting so much.
Cheers.
Thank you.